Hey, this is John Gafford from The Apprentice, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris. We are back coming to you live from the Apex. Matt's not raising his hand. Oh, no, his hand is raised.
My hand's raised.
Your hand's raised.
And you should compliment me for that last segment or the one before that.
Why, for not talking?
Yeah. I didn't tell Daughtry about Blake Shelton coming over on Friday and working out together. I didn't talk about none of that stuff.
Well, until that happens, you don't talk about it.
Oh, it's happening. I'm happening. And if you want to set it up with Daughtry, I'll bring my truck over to Orlando. We'll train him. We'll work him out. When Jimmy's in Hudson, we'll drive up. We'll train him and the boys before they go on stage. So they look good in their skirts. And we'll take care of him.
Yeah, I'm glad that he ran to the restroom and he didn't hear you call it a skirt.
Dang it. You got to go with video feed so I can see who's sitting there. I missed that joke.
Well, it wasn't a joke. It was disrespectful.
Oh no, I know it's a kilt. And you know, we got St. Patty's Day coming up. That's a big deal.
Yeah, is that next Saturday, right?
The 17th.
Right. But oh, that's just the party I'm going to. The exclusive Kevin Hazlett party is next Saturday.
Oh, nice. Do you need security? I can go with you.
Well, Amanda, and I said her name wrong because in Brazil the R is not R. It's not.
It's a H. It's like Jorge Giselle. It's silent. It's a different sound.
Right. Well, but she was so happy that she's going to go backstage and hang out with Mickey D and the Scorpions in São Paulo.
We have the same issue in the English language. The W starts with the letter D.
So that it, what?
I said that we have the same issue in the American language as well. Like the, in English, the W starts with the letter D. It sounds like a D and not a, it's not a whoop. It's W. So it starts, like I said, it's the wrong sound when you say W.
What word? Give me a word.
D.
D.
No, the letter. Like when you say the letter W, it starts with the sound of D. W.
Whatever.
Language is hard.
You get dumber by the minute.
Oh, come on. You know, that's. I try to educate people. You know, and I brought up the carnival in Brazil. Because we see it as an outsider, you know, the world sees it as just an excuse to party and it's like a street festival and everybody just gets trashed. But it's actually schools. There's schools that put on these parades and these floats and they all have a theme and they compete against other cities. And that's why I asked Amanda, which was her favorite, because although Rio gets the glory for being, you know, the world's eyes on Rio de Janeiro,
right?
It's actually Bahia, which is the which is renowned as the greatest carnival of all carnivals. So it's but it's pretty fascinating. They practice year round. They build these floats. You know, they're already starting for next year. And then Gisele Bündchen, Tom Brady's former wife, who has 3.5 Super Bowl rings, she got paid a reported $2 million or reais to appear in the beer tent just to, as a paid spokesperson to show up for the beer company Brahma, which is the national beer.
So which is it? Is it 2 million reais or is it $2? Because there's a difference.
Well, it would be 2 million reais in her economy. In Brazil, 2 million reais is $2 million in their currency. But from the American conversion, it's 5-1. So her $2 million
is 450.
Yeah.
Hey, it's still a lot of money.
Yeah. I mean, just to show up and say you were part of it. She asked for a reported $10 million, and the beer company said no. And but she was going to endorse it as like her favorite drink or her favorite beer, apparently. But yeah, I mean, that's what I got to get my career to when I get paid to just show up places.
Can I pay you to not show up at places?
Yes. Yes. I take debit card. I take Mexican Express and I take PayPal.
Okay. If I send you to Mexico, that's directly, you know, what I'm interested in. Did we talk Jake Paul yet? Did we start to talk Jake Paul yet?
We talked a little bit. I mean, Jimmy's saying that he's a purist and he wasn't going to call it a boxing event and that it was
Hold on a second. Hold on. Don't be disrespectful. Jimmy is a purist. You're like, well, Jimmy says he's a purist. No, Jimmy is a purist. Don't get me beat up because of your stupidity.
All right. Well, I won't show him the video of you talking about his skirt. I'll just leave that out.
Yeah.
Get him, Jimmy. Get him.
He's never going to beat me without a fight week.
Hit him with the 1-2. No, but I did watch the Tommy Fury and Jake Paul. I think that is great for the sport. I think it puts a lot more eyes on boxing. You know, people don't know the true thought of boxing.
Hold on a second. I don't think it's going to put more eyes on boxing. It put more eyes on Jake Paul. I don't necessarily think the people that were tuning in to watch Jake Paul fight whoever is now going to watch this Saturday's whoever's fight.
No disrespect to Tommy Fury. I know he comes from a lineage of gypsies and like fighting is their culture and that's their legacy. And his brother is maybe the greatest heavyweight of all time. You know, we'll find out when it's all said and done. But Tommy Fury had no name compared to some of the other people that Jake Paul could have fought. I mean, in an exhibition match like this and a publicity match like this, he could have gone after KSI or other people in social media world that have a way bigger following, a way bigger fan base. But he went after a real boxer to prove a point, to illustrate that he was for real, that he takes this.
All right, hold on a second. Hold on. Jimmy's head's going to explode.
So the thing is, though, my argument is to that is that Tommy Fury, even though coming through the lineage, didn't really have an amateur career. He's a reality TV star that had 6 professional fights against tomato cans, much the same as the Jake Paul thing. So I don't think it puts eyes on boxing. I respect the boy's ability to make money and, you know, sell a spectacle, but I don't know if it does anything for boxing. Like I said, I'm with Randy. I don't think people are going to leave that fight going into a... you know, like I said, you're thinking, hey, I'm going to download DAZN. I'll download ESPN so I can watch the box. I don't think that's going to happen. So,
all right, I'm sure we're going to get into it some more over the next 45 minutes. But let's now welcome to the program Tabitha Ricci. Tabitha, how are you? Oh, sorry. Let's stop. I'll go back in instant replay. How are you?
Yeah.
I'm in.
There we go.
How are you?
I'm good. How about you guys?
All right. Fight week. What's a fight week like for you?
Damn, I love fight week. I like the
energy. What's wrong with you people?
Fight week's fun, you know. We just have the time to enjoy everything that we work for it, you know. It's our time, and we just have to enjoy the moment, you know, get everything good out of, you know. I love to hang out with the UFC stuff. I think everybody's super cool. I always miss the crowd here, and spend more time with my coaches, you know, talk about good things, good energy, family environment, and, yeah, just use everything.
Do you try to do every fight week the same, you know, stay consistent, or do you try to change it up a little just to get through each day?
I usually do everything the same. We do try to have a little bit of fun here in Vegas because it's a cool town. So we try to do something cool on the Thursday. But, yeah, we just try to keep everything
the same. I'm almost scared to ask. What's cool to you? I don't know. Run the mountains for 3 hours.
Cool, like... the weight cut for me is not the problem. So, in the Thursday, just to, you know, get out of the zone, you know, we just go, like, watch a show, go around the strip, do something different than fighting.
Have I overused my weight cut joke?
Probably.
I'm going to do it one more time.
One more time.
My next weight cut will be my cremation.
Ba-dum-tsh.
Oh, my God.
He's dead. So, listen, before we go any further, where did Baby Shark come from?
Oh,
what's the origin of that?
Well, so we do have a coach at the gym. His name is James, and he always call me Baby Shark when I show up for training.
Okay.
Because I'm the smallest one in the gym, and I'm fighting all these guys, big guys, small guys, always going savage, full mode. So he always call me Baby Shark.
I love it.
So do you come out to the Baby Shark song?
Not this time. I did it last time. Some remix. Yeah, I did it. We did a remix, but I'm not going on this time.
My 2-year-old granddaughter will love you.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's awesome.
So listen, last week, the Ryan Spann Nikita Krylov fight was called off. Literally, I believe as the production started, you've had that experience slightly when this fight was set up. Was it October last year this was supposed to happen? When did you find out that fight was off? And how frustrating is it to tell people that don't have a fight career, they don't know what goes in mentally, physically, financially into a fight camp? How devastating is it? And how nice is it to now have the fight back on?
Well, it was in the morning, and a Friday morning, I was going to the elevator, and my manager called and told me that the fight was not going to happen. So I just sit down and I stretch to crying. You know, it was super frustrating for me, sad, because I have everybody out there here with me, and it was a lot of work put out on it. I was feeling like 100% ready, or even more. And but it's nothing that I could control with. So I just took as a great experience that I have, and I'm only getting better. I think I just got better going to that fight. And of course I had some struggle financially, but I'm not fighting for the money, so that I just love to fight.
How does that phone call go? Does it go, Tabitha, sit down, I have something to tell you? Does it go, hey, I just sent a pizza to your hotel room?
it was kind of sad. He just said, like, I'm sorry, but you know, Jessica was sick, and then the fight's not happening. So
all right, go hand raiser.
Training, you know, no future.
So Tabitha, there was a Brazilian star basketball player, Oscar Schmidt. Randy here at the radio station, his son went to school with them. So I always pretend to be a Flamengo fan. I'll pretend to be a fan of football or soccer. I'm always a Fluminense fan from São Paulo. It's my favorite club. And I was trying to educate Randy earlier about carnivals, about the schools, and they put on these competitions, and it's from city to city. And we just had carnival. And my question is, what's your favorite city that puts on carnival in Brazil?
Oh, definitely Rio.
Rio, your favorite?
yeah, I think it's the most fun one in carnival time for sure. Yeah.
All right, did that answer your question?
Yeah.
Because I thought you would have said, like, Salvador, like, you know, Bahia.
No, I think Rio is super fun, you know. There's the people, like, how say that, this feeling, like, how is this feeling? How is it this feeling in English?
Oh, parade.
Yeah, okay. The parade, you know. So it's beautiful, you know. I really like that in real.
Let's talk about Saturday. Give me your thoughts on your opponent.
I think Jessica, she's the OG in the division. She's very experienced. She fought for the belt. She fought big names, and I think she very well in all the martial arts, you know. But I think I'll be very good on the speed and the power, and I can go pressure in her, and I just respect her and honor to be sharing the cage with her. But now it's my time.
There's that word OG again.
OG.
Yeah.
Well, I got called that once. I had no idea what it meant. Dana called me that.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, what's OG mean? I don't know. What's a guilty pleasure? You know, like next week, you can do a whether it's a TV show, a food. You know, what's something that's I can't wait to?
My mom and my grandma is here, so I cannot wait to spend time with them. Yeah.
Family time.
Is there something on Sunday? You've gone through the fight camp. You've gone through the fight. Yeah. Hopefully, you've had your hand raised. Is there something on Sunday that you think, oh, my Lord, I can't wait to eat?
Ice cream.
There you go.
What flavor?
Vanilla with cookies, caramels. Just put everything on it.
A lot of fighters come in here and they tell me that fight week, they watch the Food Network.
Oh, yeah.
How do you do that?
I love it. It makes me full. Yeah.
It makes me want to go to the refrigerator and eat. Yeah. So I don't know how it does that for
it
you guys.
It feels good for us. It feels so good. Yeah.
When the UFC came to Tampa, the voice in the sky, my co-host, mm-hmm. owns a pizzeria in town.
Right.
So we brought pizza to the PR staff, and the fighters that were fighting would come through and mm-hmm. they just open the box and smell it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that would drive me crazy. But they're like, no, this is all I need is just to smell it.
Oh, damn.
All right. What's the craziest, funniest, strangest thing that's ever happened in the middle of a fight?
In the middle of the fight? I don't think I had any strange thing happen in the middle of the fight.
I guess that's good.
Yeah, not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
You know, we've heard all sorts of stories. People, they talk back and forth. Or somebody's literally quit in the middle of a fight. They're like, I've had enough. Stop.
I don't have those moments. My
favorite one, I don't remember who said it, funny. Was fighting Dennis Seaver,
okay.
Who's from Germany. And the corner was talking in German.
Mm.
And so the fighter said for about 10 seconds, in the back of his brain, he's watching, what's the movie? Inglourious
Bastard.
Which I've never seen, but he's like, in the middle of a fight, I'm throwing a punch and I can see this movie in my back of my brain. And it's like, he had to snap out of it from listening. Can you hear crowds? Can you hear other voices other than your corner?
I just can hear my coach. I don't hear the crowd, anything. It's just my coach voice on my back, on my head, and talk to me. And I'm just like the robot, you know, just doing what they say. Exactly.
Do you pay attention? Can you listen to the other corner?
I can hear, but I'm not paying attention unless it's something like I'm gonna use it, you know, like, oh, she's gonna throw a jab. I'm like, okay, she's gonna throw a jab, you know, like if you're just like yelling like go, I'm not, whatever.
How far ahead are you thinking? You know, you're now in the cage, ding ding, we're starting. Oh, that's boxing, that's Rocky, ding ding, you know, the fight has started. Are you thinking? Are you just relaxed and you're just going with the flow?
I just let the flow of fighting go through my body. I don't think I did nothing. It's just automatic, you know, unless my coach is telling me to do something and like do.
So then which do you do? Do you listen to the coach or do you do the
I listen to the coach. Yeah.
See, that's why I block everybody out. I don't want anybody to tell me what to do.
And that's why you're not in the UFC.
Yeah. And that's why I don't even go to a gym, you know, either.
That's why he's at the KFC.
Yeah, exactly. I go to KFC, not UFC.
Oh, okay.
Do you collect anything at all, whether it's, you know, clothing or...
Yes, I do keep all my clothing and I do not wash it. I just put everything in a Ziploc with the date and the card and I save it. I don't know why yet, but it's over there.
Right. This is scary. The hands raised again back at the station. Go ahead, knucklehead.
Well, I always like to bring knowledge to the show, you know, educational.
Yeah, sure.
And so, Tabitha, as the inventor of the pizza diet, when I lived in Brazil, I actually had a chance to work with a guy who owns the healthiest pizza in the planet. And he sent all of his recipes to the Federal University in Rio de Janeiro. And it's called Pizza Sodavio. And it is literally the healthiest pizza in the world. And it comes from Brazil. So you should take great pride in the fact that Brazil loves their pizza and their ice cream and they are healthy people.
I do miss Brazil rice and beans for sure.
Yeah.
Every day.
The thing that I remember when I went down to Rio when Anderson Silva fought Yushin Okami,
mm-hmm.
my trainer was there, David Vieira, and I would go to his gym. And every night we went to a buffet. I loved it.
Every night.
That's the best part.
Yeah, that's every the best. All you can eat.
Yeah,
yeah, that's the best one.
And they had a pizza one and they had a steak one. I want to move there just to eat.
Yeah.
I want to live on the street of these buffets.
We have everywhere in Brazil, all the corners. Yeah.
That's what I want to do. What can the fans expect to see when you get back in the octagon?
A very aggressive and hunting, hungry baby shark coming out of.
Do you have a baby shark t-shirt? I know, you know, not for the fight per se.
Okay.
But, you know, like at the gym or something like that. Do you have a baby shark shirt?
I have everything that you can imagine shark. Everything.
But can people purchase these?
Oh yeah. No, I do have. I have a merchandise on my website.
Okay.
Yeah.
When we hit a break, I need all the info. I need get my 2.5 year old granddaughter a baby shark t-shirt.
I need a couple of those.
Yeah, we definitely need to do that.
No, I do have that.
Tabitha, thank you very much for your time.
You guys.
We're gonna take your address. We're gonna send you a care package from 8 Man Strong for coming on. And let's go hit a break. When we come back, more shenanigans and more useless knowledge from Matt. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Stafson.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Matt Leiner, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
The Rugged Maniac returns to the Tampa Bay area on April 15th at the Florida State Fairgrounds, and there is still time to register. With over 25-plus obstacles and over a 3.1-mile course that includes a 3-story water slide, all the mud one could possibly want, and tons of epic challenges, get registered today at ruggedmaniac.com. You will receive a sweet race t-shirt, finisher's medal, free photos, one free beer, of legal age, of course, and will have the time of your life. Register today at ruggedmaniac.com before it sells out.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
We're back in Dade City. Your adventure begins at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. 8 stages of exciting and hilarious entertainment. Full contact, live armor jousting, mermaids, fairies, pirates, Vikings, and more. Endless shopping at more than 100 different artisan booths. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Family fun for all. Weekends, February 19th through April 3rd. Mark your calendars and get your tickets now at BayAreaRenFest.com.
It all starts here. The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, roars along the spectacular waterfront of beautiful downtown St. Petersburg. Are you ready? Be here. March 3rd to the 5th, the NTT IndyCar Series headlines an action-packed weekend of racing under the sun.
Scott McLaughlin, he is now an IndyCar race winner!
Advance tickets start at $25. Get yours now. The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, March 3rd to 5th. Be here.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
What's up? This is Mo Williams, Jacksonville Jaguars. You're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from the Apex Center as we get ready for UFC 285, correct?
85.
Not 258.
I hope so, after I made that proclamation, but I'm pretty sure it is.
And we're at the Apex, not Epcot.
Most certainly.
Okay.
Most certainly.
Just to get that right. All right. Some news was broken not too long ago, an hour ago.
Yeah.
So let's get the skinny on the scoop. And welcome back to the show, the president of BKFC, Dave Feltman. Dave, how are you?
I'm doing awesome, man. Thanks for having me again, Randy.
I can't wait. The audience can't wait. I know some names have been announced. So let's hear them.
Ben Rothwell, we're going to have his opponent tomorrow. Christine Faria will take on Beck Rawlings. And then the co-main event will be Eddie Alvarez versus Chad Mendez. And the main event will be Mike Perry taking on Luke Rockhold. It'll be our biggest, most watched, most viewed event that, you know, by far in BKFC history.
Now, when you're saying most watched, are you talking about the press conference or the fight?
Everything. Everything is going to be, we're going to do... We're going to have a lot of hype on this.
I don't know how there can't be. I mean, again, some of those names, obviously Luke, obviously Mike, they can sell a pay-per-view, they can sell tickets, they can sell a press conference. Huge news. Of course, we'll hear more, like you just said, for Ben, but what a stacked card, and way to make me look bad. Last week I said, how do you top WrestleMania, Knucklemania, and then you make these announcements, which almost sounds like it's going to top last week.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly is. I mean, look, the great thing about Knucklemania was it was a lot of homegrown BKSD talent on there, which headlined a card, and, you know, it was a statement for us. But now we have these big names with huge followings, you know, combined, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 million followers between them. They're going to bring some new fanfare to BKFC. So that's what we're doing, to see these awesome BKFC fights on the undercard. And, you know, these future stars of Bare Knuckle, they're going to tune in to watch this. This is going to be a big one for us. We're happy. We're going to have a huge fight week for it. It's going to be in Denver. And, we couldn't be more excited.
We saw Chad Mendes fight down in South Florida. We know what he can do. Eddie Alvarez, anybody who's ever followed his career out of our hometown of Philadelphia, you know what he can do. Luke Rockhold, you know, we've seen this guy forever. And, of course, Mike Perry is Mike Perry. How did that whole go down, you know, without giving stuff that you can't give out? You know, the Luke Rockhold, the Eddie Alvarez, they call you and you're like, yeah, absolutely.
Now, we were trying to put together, actually, the first fight was going to be Mike Perry versus Eddie Alvarez. And then Chad Mendes got back to me and said he wanted to fight. And then we actually were talking to another big star, Cowboy. And I was thinking of putting Cowboy in with Mike Perry and Eddie Alvarez with Chad Mendes. And then, you know, Cowboy had to do a movie, so he's shooting a movie between March and May. So he's not going to be able to do that. So Luke Rockhold was one of those guys that, you know, we've been looking at since he walked out of the UFC roster. And I think it's intriguing. He's tall. You know, he's lean. He's a southpaw. He can punch. But you got Mike Perry, who's, you know, already done this two times so far, and he knows what it's all about.
You know, talk about where you're at now with BKFC. You know, we've been involved since day one in Wyoming. And as it continues to grow, you know, we've talked about, you know, what fighters you need, what fans you need, what you need involved. Now that the fights are top-notch, the names that you're bringing in are top-notch, but the homegrowns are becoming top-notch as well. Talk about the explosion as it continues for BKFC.
You know, the sport is as real as it gets, right? I mean, there's nothing more real than a fist fight between two men or two women. It's the realest thing out there, and people are starting to, you know, pay more attention to it. We're getting a lot more coverage by different media. We're getting a lot more platforms that are talking to us, a lot more mainstream sponsors that are looking to get involved with us, and that's allowing us to bring these bigger names in and to groom these other BKFC guys on the undercard. Look, man, I want to pay all these guys really good money, and all these things with the platform deals, with the sponsorship deals, is going to allow us to be able to pay these guys, you know, the kind of money that they deserve. I mean, and that's what we want to do. That's the ultimate goal.
Before I go to, you know, there's a hand raised on our Google, which means Matt's back at the studio, and he's, I'm sure, going to have something stupid to talk about. You know, as you continue to bring these names in that we all know about, you know, we know that they're coming for numerous reasons, and money is one of them. And as the discussion of money continues, you know, 'cause that's what we all work for, these names that continue to come to BKFC is proving that BKFC is here and BKFC is not going anywhere.
No, we're certainly not going anywhere. We're just, you know, we're growing, and, you know, we took baby steps. We crawled, and then we walked, and now we're running. I think it's a great time for us. It's a great time for the sport of bare knuckled. You know, there was one or two bare knuckle promotions in the world in June 2nd, 2018 when we debuted, and now there's 67 bare knuckle promotions all over the world. So, you know, we started something here in the United States, and it followed around the world. So it's just showing that this sport is something that the fans want to see, and this promotion is leading the way. And, you know, I love it. I love where we're at. We're further than I really thought we were going to be at this time, but we're happy. And we know that we got a lot more work to do, but we know that April 29th is going to be a huge statement for BKFC.
So Dave, along with that being said, my statement is this. I don't have a question. And it goes back to you being the leader. And I remember Randy's favorite story of you is, you know, in the very early beginning of you jumping up on the apron and yelling for the guys to fight and your passion for the sport. But after last week in New Orleans and Alan Belcher and the hug after ruining the suits with the stains, I got to say, man, it's your true passion that makes this sport what it is. And I love seeing you act like a kid in a candy store every time a belt is passed out.
Oh, thanks, man. No, you know what? I love the sport, and if we can put on those kind of fights where a fighter gets dropped twice, gets back up and knocks the guy out, no matter who he is, I'm going to be jumping in that ring and saying, thank you for doing this for the fans. You know, that's what it's all about. The fans need to really enjoy what they're seeing, and they are. And like I said, there's nothing more real than this. It's the best thing. I think it's the best combat sport on the planet, bar none. There's a lot of great other promotions, a lot of great fighters and other promotions. But I think, you know, I think we take the cake.
I know we always continue to say, get your tickets now, get your tickets now. Well, for Denver, get your tickets now. Where can people go? Where can they get them before this is sold out?
Just go to BKFC.com. You're going to be on a sign-up list until next week. Unfortunately, the arena fumbled a little bit, but go to BKFC.com. You can sign up for tickets, save your spot in line. I believe it's going to sell out as soon as, you know, within 2 days of going on sale. It's a big one for us. Like I said, I'm happy about it. It's an awesome statement that we made today, and we're going to continue to make those types of statements and more.
Awesome. Dave, as always, thank you for your time. Thank you for the announcements, and thank you for what you do, you know, in the combat sport of bare knuckle.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Dave Feldman, ladies and gentlemen, your president of BKFC. Some good fights right there.
That's quite a lineup. I mean, if you'd have said 2 or 3 years ago that you would be talking about those names fighting in a bona fide, professionally run, very polished bare knuckle promotion, I'd have been called mad. And now you're seeing former world champions. You're seeing the caliber of athlete is just going through the roof.
And all this does is help the promotion and help these younger fighters that maybe not get the eyes, you know, kind of like what I was talking about with Jake Paul. You might not have seen some of these fighters that are on the undercard, but since you're going to go see Eddie Alvarez and Chad Mendez, you're going to see that fight to me is almost as big name-wise as what we just with Mike Richmond and Lorenzo Hunt a couple weeks ago, right, Matt?
I would say, I'd say it's bigger. I'd say those guys, I mean, Eddie Alvarez is a pioneer of the sport. I mean, literally.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited. It's back in Denver, my other hometown. You know, I only live in
Fight Capital. He's from Brazil. He's from Paris. He's from Denver. He's from Indiana.
Only Fight Capital. Only places that, like, real warriors come from. That's where I'm from. I'm part of that culture. So if you have a badass person living there, I'm from there, too.
Speaking of tickets, which will go on sale, Dave Feldman just said next week for Denver. When will tickets go on sale for your gigs down in Florida?
That's a lovely segue, by the way. That's a professional segue right there. Yes, we will be. We're back out on the road, so we're no longer called the Tenors of Rock due to reasons that my lawyer says I can't say on live radio. But our new show, Rebel, it's a cold classic rock experience, and we shall be coming to Hudson, Florida. The Suncoast Theatre there. I believe it's April the 7th and 8th. We have shows on both of the days. So I think one of them's nearly sold out. The other one's on the way. So come and see us. Big, big classic rock concert. You'll love it.
Anybody who knows me knows I don't blow smoke. You know, I don't kiss butt. I don't. So I don't want it to sound like I'm kissing your butt right now. You know, I think you and I have become friends and all that kind of stuff over the years. If I didn't enjoy your show, I wouldn't have seen it as many times as I've seen it.
Yeah.
You know?
Bless you, mate.
I want people to come see this. It is a phenomenal show. A lot of times you go to a show, and I hope this doesn't come out as disrespectful, not towards you guys, I'm just in general. You know, there's 4 or 5 singers, and there's one or two that's the stars of the show.
Yeah.
And then you have some backup singers. I've sat there numerous times going, who's the star of the show? Because you guys are all equally talented, Broadway performers. It's a phenomenal show, what I've seen in the past.
Yeah. I mean, it won't be anything like that now, because now I'm the star of the show. And the rest of the guys are totally. But I can say that.
I love you.
I know they won't listen to this.
Well, I don't know if we know that for sure. We have producers.
Jimmy, if you want to make yourself look better, I play a mean radio.
Bring it along. I'll plug it into an amp.
What's your favorite song to sing? Is there a favorite?
Do you know what? We've done so many over the years. And like I said, for anyone who's never seen our show, we just take kind of classic rock songs, let's say from the late 60s through to the 90s, and just, you know, we do our best to pay homage to the music and all that kind of stuff. But to be honest with you, I mean, I love Highway to Hell. It's usually how we close our show, and I have to sing it, which is terrible to do 90 minutes of boxing and then close with Highway to Hell. But I like it because it's so simple, but it still has such a great effect. Musically, it's so simple, but it's so brilliant at the same time, like most great songs are. You know, so that's probably a favorite of mine.
When we asked Chris Daughtry when he was on in the first hour about the pressure of singing, you know, a classic, a legendary song.
Yeah.
Is it the same, or do you feel that every song?
So I when we set this thing up 13 years ago, before we ever had the residency in Vegas, my thought was that, as I was saying to Chris, you know, there's this legacy of music, and it should be respected. And there's a generation, many generations, that have never heard these songs. And thankful for shows like Glee, Stranger Things, they brought this whole genre back where they, you know, we were talking about the Scorpions earlier. We're talking about some of these kids have never heard of these bands. And the songs stand the test of time. But I'll tell you a funny story. We played Hyde Park in London to 120,000 people about 8 or 9 years ago. And it was this amazing this amazing festival. And after the show, we sang our version of Desperado by the Eagles, which incidentally was the song that we were singing when we had the earthquake in Vegas, right? So we do the thing, and the way that the festival worked was you have to come off stage and there'd be a load of people in that the VIP area that would be there for photographs with all the famous people, not us. But there would, you know, so we would walk past and we'd say hello to a few people. And this young girl, she's about 13, and she's there with her friend. And she said, "Oh my God, I really love the show." And I said, "Oh, my dad loves classic rock music. I listen to it." I was like, "Fantastic. Well, that's a good upbringing." And she said, "That slow song you sang in the middle, Desperado." She said, "Which one of you wrote that?" And we all just like fell apart laughing. And she said, "No, because it's such a beautiful song, and I'm learning music right now. It was so beautiful, the lyrics and everything." She went, "Which one of you wrote that?" And we had great pride in telling them who wrote it and who performed it and who made it popular. And then I love to think of her going home and buying Eagles albums and listening to it. And then that kind of enriches her musical kind of journey. That's all we want to do. We just want to pay homage to the people that wrote this stuff and kind of keep it alive. The more and more they don't tour, we'd like to just keep it going and show them that it's the greatest genre of music ever.
No, for sure. And hopefully Tabitha can help sell Baby Shark songs.
And then maybe we can do a collaboration.
There you go.
Maybe we'll do a rock.
How about you guys doing a rock version of Baby Shark?
Version of Baby Shark, and she can come into the ring in it.
And that means I would have to bring Nell to the show. If you're going to sing Baby Shark, we would definitely do it. All right, let's go hit our final break of the afternoon, coming to you live from the Apex, not Epcot. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Scott Song.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hey, it's Sebastian Bourdais, two-time Firestone Grand Prix winner, driver of the Honda number 18 for Daikon Racing with Vassar and Sullivan, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
The Rugged Maniac returns to the Tampa Bay area on April 15th at the Florida State Fairgrounds, and there is still time to register. With over 25-plus obstacles and over a 3.1-mile course that includes a 3-story water slide, all the mud one could possibly want, and tons of epic challenges, get registered today at ruggedmaniac.com. You will receive a sweet race t-shirt, finisher's medal, free photos, one free beer, of legal age, of course, and will have the time of your life. Register today at ruggedmaniac.com before it sells out. Skunk Ape Electronics is just amazing. Get connected through music with Skunk Ape Electronics. Custom boomboxes, veteran-owned and operated, and American-made. Go to skunkapeelectronics.com and change the way you listen to music. Get 10% off your first purchase when you sign up for our newsletter. Stop by any Knockout Radio broadcast and check out what they use from Skunk Ape Electronics. Amazing. Just amazing.
We're back in Dade City. Your adventure begins at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. 8 stages of exciting and hilarious entertainment. Full content. insects, live armor jousting, mermaids, fairies, pirates, Vikings, and more. Endless shopping at more than 100 different artisan booths. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Family fun for all. Weekends, February 19th through April 3rd. Mark your calendars and get your tickets now at BayAreaRenFest.com.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Phyllis Project listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back. Final segment here coming to you live from the Apex as we get ready for UFC 285. I didn't realize, is this the NASCAR race that you guys sang at that Sunday?
Yes, it is.
A couple years ago?
Yeah, a few years ago. We did the we did the pre-show and the anthem and all of that kind of stuff. That was my first experience with NASCAR. And since then, I've been about three times because I just adore it. And we've got to know a few of the drivers. So we have a good friend of ours, Josh, who drives on the Saturday in this. I don't know how it works, but on the Saturday circuit.
Right.
And we go and sit in the pit lane. And I'm like, I'm living my best days of thunder. Because when you come from where I come from, it's just not a thing. NASCAR's obviously not a thing. Formula One is kind of the only racing that we sort of know and get into. And having, when you go there, the smell of the oil and the fuel and just the noise is just, it's kind of infectious. And it's, now I love it. I absolutely adore it.
And I've always said, and I'm looking to see if his hand's raised yet, so good I can ignore it because it's not. The race is cool.
Yeah.
But it's the pit. It's pit row. It's, after you guys sang and you all left, I stood there in pit row.
Yeah.
For like 40 minutes. And you know me, I don't stand anywhere for 40 minutes. I get bored, my ADD, and let me get out of here. Just watching these guys work and change tires. And
then the inner, now that I've got to know a few of the guys that do it, the inner workings of the business and knowing how expensive the tires are and based on your sponsorship gives you the chance of how you can win the race because how many, you know, tire changes you can afford. It's totally fascinating. But like, I'm with you. I like the whole pomp and ceremony. I love the when they go around the track. I love the patriotism of the anthem. I love when we go and stand and see them getting in the cars. I love all of that stuff. And then I watch about 10 laps, and then I go to the bar. And then you maybe come back for the last 10, or you maybe watch on the TV. And it's only because you can't really see anything.
Right.
And I prefer to watch the race on the TV and with a nice cold beer in my hand. But I love it. I tell everyone now, you must go to NASCAR. It's bonkers. It's brilliant.
Well, now that I know I have an in, I'll make sure I know when
Indeed.
The next. Yeah,
October is the next race in Vegas.
I'll be back then. Maybe I'll do
it. Sometime in October. I've got a guy.
Okay.
I've got a guy.
I like people that have guys.
Yeah, there you
are. All right, and our guy has his hand raised, so this is scary. What?
So going back to what you said about the sponsorships and the level of sponsorship giving a competitive advantage, I mean, in the cycling world, they always said that Lance Armstrong cheated from the PEDs, but the reality of it was he had the best teammates, he had the best equipment, he had the state-of-the-art facilities, he had all the advantages in the world to win the Tour de France. Do you think that NASCAR should make it equal to where everybody has the same ingredients in each pit and it's fair?
Yeah, I mean, I've always kind of thought that with most sports, like Formula One for years, people would say that Michael Schumacher was the greatest driver of all time. And now they say Lewis Hamilton's the greatest driver of all time. Well, my father would say that Jim Clark was the greatest driver of all time in the 60s. But it was only because they had the best facilities, like I said, the most money and all that kind of stuff. And I didn't really realize how important it was, especially in NASCAR, because it's so different and so difficult to pass. It's so difficult to get that the margins between, you know, winning and losing are so fine. And, you know, when I'm not going to specifically talk about the specific team that told me this, because that's their business, but they're saying we can never get anywhere near the top 10. It's just impossible because we just can't afford the tires. And we can't afford the, you know, they've got five or six cars waiting in the background and we've got two. If he rolls the first one, we've got one more. And then if he doesn't, then we're all going home and we're not even racing. So I think it would be a lovely thing to see who's the actual best, put everything level. But, you know, the nature of sports, you know, John Jones has got to where he's got in MMA because he's the best trainers around him and the best training partners, and he can afford the best training facilities rather than a light heavyweight or a heavyweight in this circumstance that is maybe just starting up. So I think it's just the same in sport in general. I think it's just a thing that has to happen, unfortunately.
And with that being said, Jake Paul has access to the greatest trainers, the greatest coaches. And when do you think he will become a legitimate boxer? In
God, you won't let this go, will he?
Well, I would say, day after never. I would give him immense credit from a business point of view. He's an exceptionally clever lad, and I wish him well. I think anyone that has the cojones to get in a ring or an octagon at any level and take punches and put themselves through that deserves some respect always. But I don't think, in order to get to the level where he can be called a boxer, and I don't think he's even earned that right, even with fighting Tommy Fury, I don't think that's ever going to be a thing for him. I think it's probably something to make a few $100 million over the next year or two. He'll fight a few YouTube tomato cans and tomato cans. Look at me with my American.
Yeah,
cans.
Yeah.
Tomato.
Yeah, you got a tomato over there.
Tomato can. No, I don't think so. Listen, I think he'll make his money. He'll fight other YouTubers. He'll fight other comedians and actors and all sorts of stuff like this. And
I think he's okay with that.
I think he's fine with that, and he's very good at it. And God bless him for it.
I think they said he was at 600 mil before the fight.
There you go.
So he's at 650 now.
650. I'd do it for half.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't, listen.
You'd only do it for half because you are a boxer.
Was.
Well, all right. But I'm saying, you know, people are like, oh, I'd take a punch from John Jones for $1 million. I don't know if I would.
I would because I really want a Ford Raptor. So, I'm currently coming up short right now. But listen, it's like everything. It looks easy on the TV. It looks easy when you're watching it and people think it's so glamorous until they actually get into a ring. And they find out it's the loneliest place in the world.
Excuse me, not even get in the ring. Where do they get in the first day of training?
Oh,
the first day in a gym. 100%. The first day getting a punch thrown at him. It's totally different. What are some of the other fights? You know, we've talked about John's, obviously two title fights, you know, on Saturday. What other fights intrigue you for Saturday?
A former guest of ours, Dricus Duplessis, I think he's got a real shot. At really climbing the rankings. I'm intrigued for his fight, and he was such a lovely guy.
I figured for sure that they were going to bring him to us again just so I could butcher his name again.
I love. No, but you know what? I think he's a package. He really is. Yeah. He's got the right mentality. He's a very sweet guy, and he just destroyed Darren Till. And unfortunately, I know Darren Till has just been removed from the roster, which I think is a real shame. But I think it was a personal issue. I think he probably needs a few years he needs to work on his ground game.
Do you think he blew up too quick?
Yeah.
And I don't mean physically,
no, I think
which
so.
He did that too.
I think he's a super talented guy. I think he's still one of the best strikers in MMA, in world-class MMA. I just think it's something where, you know, I remember him beating Cowboy in Poland, I think it was, and everyone said, who's this guy? And he's brash, and he's a Scouser from Liverpool. He's so great and polarizing on social media and all those great things that, you know, companies love. And then, you know, maybe you realize that being a good striker is only part of what is necessary in this game.
Right.
And I think he just I think it was we're going to have a stadium fight and we're going to do this. And it's something I'm hoping doesn't happen with Paddy Pimblett, because as much as I love Paddy the Baddy, I think he's great for the sport. I think he comes across as a great guy. He's very fun to watch. I think he lost to Jared Gordon last time out, and we had Jared on as a guest that week.
I did too.
I think he lost quite convincingly. I think it was a disgusting decision. And I'm hoping that he learns a lesson from that, in the same way that I don't think Darren Till did. I think he has the ability to sell out an arena in Britain, certainly, and in Liverpool most definitely. But I think they need to be very, very careful, because I don't think he's at the standard required that warrants the stadium just yet. And right. I think he's got a few years of growth, and I hope he doesn't get rushed like I kind of feel that Darren Till did.
Who are you looking forward to seeing on Saturday, Matt?
I mean, obviously, John Jones. For years, I tried to deflect and say that John Jones wasn't the GOAT just because you always said he was. And I always take everything opposite of you. But, I mean, when he does this on Saturday night and he solidifies this, it's going to be amazing. Not only say that I met the GOAT of a combat sport, in my lifetime, but just to see it come back to the glory days of when I was the biggest fan of the UFC before I got to know anybody in the UFC. It's just going to be like going back in time travel. And I'm from Las Vegas, and we were excited about having Formula One this year coming to the Strip, they were starting to bought land out there to build the pits.
Yeah, so let me tell you something about the Formula One. I love Formula One. I have a good friend of mine who was a driver years ago, and he's been out here doing a lot of work, media work, in preparation for it. And you know Vegas well enough to know that there's not a great deal of room near the Strip, and it is going to be 2 or 3 weeks of complete and utter carnage when this happens. I'm intending on leaving Vegas for a nice long holiday somewhere else for those 3 weeks, because it's already a difficult city to get around with all the, when we had the Pro Bowl this year, and obviously when the Raiders are at home.
What about the Super Bowl next year?
Oh, I'm not looking forward to it. Like I said, I'm going to be sitting at home. I live 15 minutes outside of the city. I'm going to be staying there.
I can't even imagine hotel rates, B&Bs.
Oh, it's already gone completely. The last I heard, to have a room at it was one of the MGM properties, to have a standard room with access to, by the Bellagio fountains, there's going to be a grandstand built on the pit straight. And I heard a standard room for the weekend, for the 3 nights, and access to the not pit area, but the grandstandy area, I'm hearing stuff like $15,000 to $20,000.
I've heard it too.
And
they'll get it.
Oh, 100%. I think they've already got it. I think they're already sold out, I mean, to stay in a standard room. I mean, for that, I would want, I'd want to be in the penthouse with Giselle.
I'd want to be in the car.
Yes.
The pace car.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be in the race car.
Yeah.
No, for sure. Well, coming to the end of another Apex broadcast, Jimmy, as always, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
For being involved. We're going to end it about 30 seconds early, so that we can get down before John Jones walks in.
Okay.
So that we can catch that whole thing. Matt, as always, thanks for holding down the fort. We will see you next week back at Tournament to Pizza.
And Jimmy, I'll see you here April 7th and 8th. Can't wait to have you in studio.
No, hold on a second. He didn't say April, Matt. He said May.
April.
Oh, May.
May. Just go with May.
I'll go.
Okay.
Trust me. Yeah, go with May.
Well, for ticketing purposes, it's April the 7th.
Right. If you want to buy a ticket, it's April. For Matt, it's May. We'll see everybody next week. I want to thank 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone, and of course the UFC for their awesome hospitality. Until next week, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone. Every honky tonk.
Bull smiled at the Yankee slick over the big old Southern grin. They gonna take me out to California, gonna make me a superstar. Just pay me all my money, so maybe you won't get a scar.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.